Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman Show. And hi, I am your host, Nayshawn Turner, and I'm so excited to be with you on this wonderful morning here on the East Coast. It is beautiful outside, a little crisp, but it's good, it's good. But listen, I'm so excited to be here today because I wanted to do the wrap-up show for the 31-day Step Into Your Power Empowerment Challenge. And listen, if you guys missed it, then you missed it. But we had such a great time. Those of you who have joined in and given me such great feedback about how the challenge has empowered you to really step into your power in 2017 so that you can make those bolder moves, those more powerful decisions, and to master those areas where you've been stuck in your life. And you know those areas where you've been stuck. But it's time for you to live more successfully empowered in those areas. So that's what the challenge was all about. And listen, we just had such a great time. So those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, I am the CEO of Uniquely Designed Coaching and the Total Empowered Woman Experience. And this was just a part of what I do as a transformational life coach. And I tell you, I had a wonderful time doing it. And listen, if you want to be a part of the show, you can call in at 215-383-3846. That's 215-383-3846. And you can call in and tell me what your experience has been like, especially if you've been a part of the challenge, which I did on Facebook Live and on Periscope. So listen, I just want to jump right in and cover those last 2 days, and because I made this the call-in show for those who wanted to call in and just to share what the impact that the challenge has had on their life. So listen, I want you to call in and let me know what the challenge has been to you and what it has done for you. Well, you know, last week I left off on talking about, you know, that you empowered to forgive. But these last couple of days that we covered last week, I just want to kind of give a recap on that as well. So the last 2 days I talked about being empowered to be a virtuous woman. And I talked about how a virtuous woman is really a godly woman. It's a woman who desires and longs and craves to know God and to honor him with her life in the relationship and service towards him. And so I was so excited talking about the virtuous woman that's listed in Proverbs 31 in the Bible. And listen, if you have not read that chapter, the sister is bad. I mean, she is really an incredible woman who knows how to handle her business, because she does what? She puts God first by seeking him in prayer, wisdom and direction and ability and empowerment. And listen, not only that, but she takes care of herself, her husband, her children, her household, her business, her finances, her employees. Yes, she was an entrepreneur. And her community. I mean, she was really an incredible woman. And because she carried herself with strength and dignity and honor, she also was about empowering other women, which is what I love. And so that is my goal, is to be that virtuous woman that is not insecure about other women, but is ready to empower other women in other aspects of my life that is a reflection of who God is in my life. And so that was what I covered there. And then the declaration I gave was to say that I am a virtuous, godly woman. You know, you don't hear a lot about a virtuous woman today, but believe me, they do exist. And so it's important for us to recognize what it is to be that virtuous woman, a woman who knows who she is, she knows her worth, and she's a woman who has decided to live a surrendered life to God. And so that is what I talked about on that. And then the power move that I gave was to just encourage you to grow your relationship with God. If you don't have a relationship with God, get a relationship with God. And then grow your relationship with God through prayer and through reading the Word daily and learning how to live out your uniquely designed destiny as that virtuous woman. And then the last day of the challenge, day 31, was called Be Empowered to Empower Others. And I talked about how empowerment is really about knowing who you are and taking ownership of your own life so that you can live a bold life of power. That's what it's all about, right? And so empowerment doesn't just stop with you, though, but it goes on and beyond you because it's really about you empowering others to do the same in a courageous and with confidence, right? And so it's about us learning how to equip other people and daring them to become their best, right, so that they can do what they were created to do, to have what belongs to them, and to create that life that they love and they want and they desire and deserve, and not letting anything or anybody hold them back. So I talked about how we can do that by speaking life to other people, by encouraging, supporting them, sharing resources, helping them to grow and stretch and be challenged. And then I also talked about more than anything is to pray for them. I mean, we all need prayer, right? So it's about praying for them until they are able to step into that power and pay it forward to someone else. And so it's really about having that balance. And so throughout this entire challenge, I tried to combine that balance of the spiritual, which is God, and the natural, which is you. Because I believe if we're really going to step into our power in 2017, it's going to take someone greater than you, right, to help you to experience a more powerful and purposeful life. And so I believe if you empower your spirit, you are going to empower your life, and you're going to see how your life is going to be different from there on out. And then I talked about the declaration. You know, we always had to have a declaration, and that is for you to declare that you are inspired to live an inspired and empowered life. So I said, listen, say it, write it down. I'm inspired others to live an inspired life. And then I wanted you to do an action step, which is for you to consciously do whatever you can to empower, motivate, inspire, and encourage others to live a bigger life and play a bigger game so that they can win enormously at their life. So that is what I talked about. And listen, if you missed it, you're not too late because it's going to be available for purchase. It's only going to be $31, and you can purchase that on my website. It should be coming out shortly this month. And so I want you to not feel like you don't have an opportunity to step into your power, because you always will have that opportunity. And I'm so grateful to be making this available to you. But listen, we have some callers on the line, and I'm going to go ahead and take this call. And let's see who we have here on the call. Okay, caller, hello?
Hi, this is Ann Sears.
Hi, Ann, how are you? Thank you for calling into the show. Well, I know this is our call-in show, and so I know that people wanted to call in and kind of share a little bit of the feedback that they have experienced from the challenge. And so I know that you have been a part of the challenge. I would see you on Facebook Live. So tell the audience what you got from the challenge.
Well, I got so much, Nayshawn, out of this 31-day empowerment challenge. It has truly, truly, truly helped me to step into my power for 2017. Wow, I just tell you that from every one of the daily empowerment challenges, each one kind of built upon the other one. And I love that you gave us declarations and those action steps to help us to step into our power. And one of the ones that I'll tell you that really blessed me was being a change agent, being empowered to be a change agent. And I tell you, that was really blessed me, because I want to be the one to transform lives and make a difference in the lives of others. And there was just so many of them that really were a blessing to me. And it really helped me to create a vision board, my action board for 2017. I was able to
use each and every one of these
empowerment challenges. And, you know, I've never been to a vision board party before. And so listening to each and every one of these empowerment challenges helped me to create my action board, my vision board for 2017. And it defined all of my dreams, desires, and I'm able to just put it all on that board. And so being a change agent, empowered to be a change agent, was one of those. And I love the daily declarations that you had us declare, those power statements. those power words, and also the power move. Each night you gave us a power move, an action step, and those just, you know, you can say it with your words, but, you know, you really have to have action behind those words, right? And so that's
absolutely
what I love about the 31-Day Empowerment Challenge, because it truly has been a blessing to me. And I know that 2017 is my year for greatness. And so I
yes,
need these 31 days to empower me to step into my power, and because that's what it's all about. And so I just thank you for sacrificing your time nightly, daily, to get this word out to so many women. And I heard that some men logged in, joined Facebook Live also. So this was just really
yes,
not only
blessing
the women, but the men also. So I just thank you for being obedient, to be that visionary,
wow,
to get that out nightly on Facebook Live and Periscope, and to use all avenues of social media to get this word out is so, so important, especially as we start 2017, to be able to have an avenue, a positive avenue like this to go to, and to look back on a daily basis. And I tell you, and I shared this with you in person before, I have notes
mm-hmm.
for every one of those 31 days of empowerment challenges to refer back to. So, so awesome. So
yes, you did.
You
showed me the
thank
book.
So
I remember. I was like, wow, I didn't realize how much you
yes,
were.
Yes, I have
you
all
were taking
31
notes,
days.
But you were. But it showed
yes,
me that you are
days in
a
my
serious
book.
Yes, absolutely. It showed me that you are serious. You are serious about stepping into your power in 2017.
Yes.
And so that
yes,
just
yes,
really
ma'am.
Blessed me to know, you know, how engaged that you have been in this process of transformation, and how you were willing to go all the way to the end, you know, to do this. And so so wow.
Yes.
So thank you for sharing that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank
wow.
you.
Well, you know what, Anne has been, you know, just been, you know, she's been such an encouragement, you know, as she's been going through this and kind of giving me feedback about what has been going on and as she's been going through the challenges. So I so appreciate you, Anne. Thank you for calling into the show.
Oh, thank you, Nayshawn. Pleasure.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right, so listen, I was so excited that she was able to call in and talk about some of the challenges that really, really have blessed her and has helped her, you know, for her 2017. And listen, that was just January, so it's just beginning, right? And so, and she talked about the vision board party, which I had last weekend, and it was really, really a great just a great vision board party where we talked about vision and the importance of vision, and we talked about that it's so important that without it, according to God, that we perish. And so it's important for us to have a vision for our life and to have a vision plan of how we're going to fulfill that vision. And so the empowerment challenge, as she said, just really kind of helped her to launch into the vision board party, which helped her to establish even more clarity about how she's going to live that inspired life, how she's going to live that life that's going to empower more people and bring more transformation, and not only into her life, but into the lives of others. And so it's important for us to continue to build upon the things that we are learning that's going to bring about that change, is going to bring about that transformation as we are transitioning into a new us, you know. Everybody gets excited about becoming someone new and doing something different and having something more in their lives, you know, as we begin a new year. And so this was something that she was able to take advantage of and to begin to utilize the challenge, you know, for her life and the vision board party, to be able to get that clarity and to realize that the vision board is not just a picture of collages and phrases and those kind of things, but it was really something called an action board, which I talked about, and it is to move you forward in your life so that you can begin to embrace everything that you are to be and to become and to do here on the planet, you know. So that's really important. And listen, for those of you who want to know more information about upcoming events and radio shows and all of that, listen, you can go on my website at nayshawnturner.com, and I'm there with information. And, of course, I told you about this challenge would be available, so you want to make sure that you stay tuned for that and sign up for my newsletter so you can get your 6 free tips on how to uniquely design your life. But also, you can follow me on Twitter at @Nayshawn_Turner, and then, of course, on Facebook at @Nayshawn_Turner-UniquelyDesignCoaching. And then I am on Periscope, so you can always check me out there. And then, of course, on Instagram at @NayshawnLifeCoach. So listen, I'm so excited that we've been able to bring this challenge to you at such a critical time, and I wanted to begin it at the beginning of January, and because we have 31 days in January, but it's something to get you motivated, something to get you inspired, something to get you to start moving forward and thinking and planning out how you want to live your life differently in 2017. And so that was really, really important for me to establish this, and I think it was such a perfect time because we had thousands of views. I think we had over 2,500 people who viewed the videos and gave, you know, some wonderful feedback and had shared it among others and had shared it. Others have shared it. So I so appreciate, you know, just everything that this challenge has been able to bring forth into those who joined in. Listen, we have another caller on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and take this caller.
And others have shared it, so
all right.
I so appreciate it.
Hi, caller.
Hello.
Hi. Mary? Is this you?
Yes.
Great. I think I hear some feedback, so if you can turn off the show that you're listening to. I know it's me that you're listening to, but it's giving some feedback. So if you can turn that off, and then I can hear you a little bit better.
Gotcha. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. How are you?
Great.
Thanks for calling into the show.
I am wonderful. Thank you. I have enjoyed this 31-day challenge, empowerment challenge, girl. It has been amazing. Every single day is like exactly where I have been walking. And it has been such a blessing to just get that reboost, if I could use it like that. It's just been so encouraging.
Wow.
And to be able to share that with not just for myself, but for my daughters and for a couple of my girlfriends. We have been talking about it and, you know, even getting compliments. Mary, you're a little different. What's going on? You know.
Wow.
I truly thank God for it. You know, I truly thank God.
Well, listen, thank you for just sharing how much it has impacted your life, and thank you for sharing the wealth, you know, of sharing it with your daughters and with your friends, and
absolutely.
And that it did create conversations, you know, about
what
it means to really step into your power and for them to see transformation in your life. That's even a greater testament of what this challenge has done in your life. So thank you so much for sharing that. I so appreciate that.
Yes, thank you.
And I just remember seeing you. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Continue.
I sure will. Well, thank you for supporting and being a part of it. And I remember seeing you, you know, trying to tag in a few nights when I was on Facebook Live, and just your comments and feedback. It really means a lot. So I so appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. All right. God bless you now.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
So listen, that was another person, Mary, who was joining in live on the challenge when I was doing it on Facebook Live, and so you hear what she said as well. And so I'm just in awe, and I am honored that it has really impacted lives in such a way that they want to call in and they want to share what it has meant to them. And so listen, as I told you, it's not too late. Listen, you can always get the 31-day Step Into Your Power Empowerment Challenge that's going to be made available for purchase. So you can have it at your leisure, and you can be able to do it at your own pace, and I believe that it still is going to have the type of impact that it has had on Ann, has had on Mary, and just many, many more who have was able to be a part of that challenge. And so you know what? You can do the 31-day Step Into Your Power Empowerment Challenge anytime. It doesn't have to be just January. You can do it throughout the year because guess what? We all need to be refreshed and reminded of where we're trying to go. And sometimes we just need to take some new avenues and we need to create some new actions and make some new declarations on what it is that we are going to do and what we're going to experience in our 2017. So it's up to you. You have to remember, it's up to you. You can dare to step out and to challenge yourself in making a change for 2017 so that you can live the best 2017 that you could ever imagine. So listen, I'm so grateful that we had the callers to call in, and I just wanted to wrap up the show with the last two challenges that we covered last week, as well as, you know, having people who wanted to call in and to kind of share of how much this challenge has helped them, has blessed them, has challenged them, you know, to go to the next level of their lives. So listen, I want you guys to continue to tune in. Please follow me on Blog Talk Radio. There's a blue button there that says follow, and you can click that, and then you'll have the advanced shows. We're going to be scheduling new guests coming up for 2017, and so it just won't be me, but we're going to have some powerful people coming on and sharing a wealth of information that's going to continue to empower you and to transform your life. And so I want you to continue to stay in touch with me. As again, my website is NaishawnTurner.com. You can always find me on Twitter at Naishawn_Turner, on Facebook at NaishawnTurner-UniquelyDesignedCoaching, and then, of course, on Instagram at NaishawnLifeCoach and Periscope. Check me out there. Well, listen, thank you guys for tuning in today, and we will be back on Monday, same time, same place, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I so appreciate you for being a part of the challenge and tuning in to all that we have covered and all that we have in store for you coming up in 2017. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be as we empower you to uniquely design your life.